Up to 50 million Americans have some kind of hearing loss, and only a fraction of them, about 14%, use hearing aids. One big reason, the cost. Here now's Peter O'Dowd reports.
It was a case of hearing aid sticker shock for Betty Houck.
The ones that I have, they actually cost $5,600.
A lot of money for a 72-year-old retired musician whose journey with hearing loss we've been following. And your insurance doesn't really cover it.
No, that was another shock.
But Houck was lucky. The former violist who once played in a string quartet with Yo-Yo Ma had family members who picked up the tab.
It was an incredible gift. When I went to see the audiologist to get the hearing aids, she got kind of teary, and she said, oh, that's so touching, and she knocked like $600 off. So they were $5,000 instead of $5,600.
A price tag like that is often a surprise to people buying hearing aids for the first time. Sophisticated electronics is one reason they're so expensive, but it's not the only reason. Medicare doesn't cover them. It would cost the government a fortune, considering two-thirds of Americans over 60 have some kind of hearing loss. And then there's this. Cost usually includes the services of an audiologist for fitting and maintenance. Audiologists use tones like these to measure a patient's hearing loss. I made this recording at one of the biggest hearing clinics in the country, Massachusetts Eye and Ear. Inside a soundproof booth, an audiologist pumped these tones into my ears and then asked me to make out the words in a recording that simulated conversation in a crowded room.
A streak of color ran down the left edge. It was done before the boy could see it.
My ears were healthy, but if I needed hearing aids, the audiologist would use this test to adjust the settings.
In general, I don't think they're very accessible to everyday average people.
Kevin Frank is director of audiology at Mass Eye and Ear.
Very few people who have hearing loss do something about that hearing loss. But also working within a clinic, you can see how there are many barriers that are put up that make it difficult for people to get the hearing care that they need.
That's no secret in the industry. A 2017 survey by the Hearing Health Foundation found that 40% of the people they asked had no hearing aid coverage through health insurance. And the vast majority believed the government should change the law to create something called
over-the-counter hearing aids.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren. Last year in a committee hearing, she announced a bipartisan bill that would create a new class of affordable hearing aids that people could buy at the drugstore.
If hearing loss seems like a boring problem, I want you to think about what it means to be unable to participate in a meaningful conversation with another person, unable to talk on the telephone or to hear a television or radio. People with hearing loss are more likely to experience social isolation. They're even more likely to fall, which is the leading cause of death for people over the age of 65.
Warren's argument was persuasive. The Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act of 2017 passed, and President Trump signed it.
I'm very excited about it.
Again, Kevin Frank at Mass Eye and Ear.
If the Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act reduces some of those barriers, cost, stigma, hassle, then maybe people will adopt them more.
The FDA now has 3 years to write the rules that will regulate over-the-counter hearing aids, but Frank says the technology is already here.
The industry calls them personal sound amplification products. It's no one would ever call them that in the wild.
What do you call them when you're not at work?
Hearables. Hearables is the word for kind of headphones that do more, headphones with benefits.
Frank has a few examples spread out across his desk. One of them is a tiny little thing called the Bean. It sells on Amazon for about $300.
And the Bean is described as a quiet sound amplifier, and that's what it does.
It looks like a little bean.
That's right. When you put it in your ear. But what it would do is make quiet sounds louder.
In other words, it's a hearing aid. But for now, the company that makes it, Edemotic, can't legally call it one and can't market the Bean to people with hearing loss. The new law will change that and create a new wave of customers for big headphone companies like Bose. It will also create new risk.
Is the best way to have an individual self-diagnose and self-treat?
Neil DeSarno is chief staff officer for the American Speech-Language Hearing Association. He says selling over-the-counter hearing aids could take the audiologist out of the equation.
Hearing loss is a medical condition, and there are very few medical conditions that the government suggests that you totally manage on your own. No one asks you to manage your high blood pressure on your own.
And what if your hearing loss is a result of something serious, like a tumor or a virus? How would you know if all you did was buy a hearing aid at CVS? Supporters of the law say better access is worth the risk. Violist Betty Houck still dabbles in music, even though hearing loss forced her to retire early. Houck's $5,000 hearing aids are 4 years old, and soon they'll have to be replaced.
It's a source of anxiety because I have several things that need replacing, including my car, my deck, and my hearing aids. And I think there are a couple of other things, and they're all coming together at the same time. And it's a little panicky about the money.
And that's something that millions of Americans can hear loud and clear. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.